So first and second stage women in particular like pleasure on the surface of their body. And they'll ask for it, they'll insist on it. So they want clitoral stimulation is the big thing for sure. And also kissing and nipples and stroking. Now, all of that's great. I mean, it feels good to us, it feels good to them. I'm not criticizing any of that. It's just that there's a whole nother field of play deep inside her body that both of you want. Like, I think all the men here know what I mean when you're like making love and you really want to press deep in her. Like, there's an impulse to like kill her with your cock almost. Like, raise your hand if you know what I mean emotionally. Okay, good. So that's a spiritual impulse. Like, you want to get the head of your cock to her heart, basically. Like, the feeling, whether it's in her mouth, whether it's in her ass, whether it's in her pussy, the feeling is like you want to split her open. You want to. So that is exactly what you should be doing third stage. So most men immediately interpret that as a first stage thing, like, I'm going to fuck this bitch, gonna take her ass, you know, and they'll attract first stage women who want to be taken that way. Just, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fun for everybody. But the third stage is the same intensity of fuck and degradation and humiliation and dominance and submission, all done at the heart, all done with total oneness of heart. So your hearts are commingling as one, like at 10, like the exercise you do with the men, which is a non-sexual exercise of communion. What I'm talking about now is simply adding the sexual part to it. So your heart is in communion with your partner, and it's feeling essentially, you're not saying this out loud, but you're kind of tracking her heart, 0, 10, 5, 8, 8. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're tracking how open and connected her heart is. Now, while her heart, while you're that sensitive with her heart, and you're not saying this out loud, but you're tracking, you know, 8, 6, 6, 10, you try different things. So when I say spank, this is what I mean quite literally. You would start drawing your hand back to spank her and immediately feel her. So if she's at 8, like if you're in a communion level of 8, I'm just using this to, and you start drawing your hand back, and she goes to 5, that's the end of that. You don't touch her. So that was clearly the wrong move. So now you try maybe grabbing her ankles to spread her legs, maybe. So you just start reaching for her ankles. And if her heart goes boom to 10, keep going. Like, so now you have her ankles. Let's say she's still with you at 10. And now you just have the impulse to kind of like rough her up a little bit in some way. Like, you're holding her ankles and you might spin her around, or so instead of just like doing it ballistically and then suffering the consequence, you just do a little bit. And if she goes, huh, and opens more, you do a little bit more. If you do a little bit and she goes and holds her breath and holds back, you stop. Then it's abuse. You know, being rough with a woman's abuse unless she wants it really bad, then it's the best pleasure you could give her. So you feel her heart. You're feeling her heart, not yours. You're feeling her heart from 0 to 10, so to speak. I'm using an exercise you did. You're trying, so you bring your hand back to spank her. Her heart stays open. So you spank her a certain hardness, and it stays open. So maybe you increase the hardness the next time. If it opens more, I would increase the hardness the next time. When you reach a certain level, she's going to shut down. That's her limit at that moment. She doesn't want more. Maybe she needs a gentle kiss now. Maybe she needs a soft caress. Maybe. So the art form is, what do you need while all of your attention is on the spaciousness of her heart, and you know what opens her heart is friction and drama. So you're causing trouble sexually. So you say things like, do this, do that, do this. Things that are random, essentially, just so she feels something's happening. I mean, you could look into her eyes in silence and be absolutely present with her, and she'll feel your consciousness. You could also be looking into her eyes in the right third stage moment, and, you know, sensitively, and you could say, cunt, you're my cunt. And if you say it in just the right way, I mean, that makes all the difference. It's the energetic dark energetic transmission of pure consciousness that's the most sexual. And it works in reverse too. When you're with a woman who's wide open in the third stage and she's, I'm your cunt. It doesn't get better than a woman in her dark third stage sexual true submission, which means not inferior to you, but submitting to the divine coming through you. It just doesn't get better on earth, in my opinion. Everyone has their own opinion. So that's what I'd like to teach. That's what I do teach people to do. It takes time. It takes sensitivity to the third stage post-Burning Man pain creation or friction drama creation. And in that, it can only be done with a super sensitive heart, super sensitive. And you could practice with men the non-sexual parts, staying connected in heart. All of martial arts are really the same thing as sexuality, but done without sex. So it's moving energy while staying centered in space.